today.
Everybody, Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. What is Memorial Day about? Well, for many people, it's hanging out with family, barbecues. It's a time when the pools open in a lot of neighborhoods. And it's a time to remember the people who have fallen for this country. That's what Memorial Day is all about. I was very excited to see in my own neighborhood when I went to the store tonight that there were flags that were up all over the place, because if there ever was a time to put out your flag, certainly it's now to honor those who served us. And that's what you do. You remember those who have fallen. And I think one of the greatest things that happens on this weekend is what they do in Riverside, California. And that's where we start. Here's the deal. You have 300 people who volunteer to read the names of the veterans buried in the cemetery leading up to Memorial Day. And you're talking about 148,000. So how do you get 148,000 names read? Well, they do it in pairs. They rotate through 15-minute type shifts. The sun's beating down. Sometimes at night it can get pretty chilly. There's mosquitoes all over the place. Nobody cares. They're just thrilled to be a part of this. And they read the last name. The tail end, usually it happens on Memorial Day. It happens on Memorial Day, but usually it happens at the tail end of the day, so before midnight. And you know how many pages it takes of names to get through 148,000? 2,465. So my daily salute right at the top here of this hour of America Tonight goes out to all those people, all those fallen heroes across the country and the people who honor them, like those people in California. How about some applause? Yeah. Absolutely. And the people who read for different reasons. Some just want to read to honor their country, to honor the people who died. Others read for their fathers who were killed in a battle, or a son that was cut down in his prime, that kind of thing. There's a million stories, no joke, because they've done this now for a while, and I think it's absolutely tremendous. All right, around the world, certainly, the world doesn't stop. The world keeps ticking, even though it is Memorial Day weekend, and it seems like you're frozen in time when you go to the barbecue or you go to the store and it's jammed and everybody's lining up to get the burgers and the hot dogs and to get through the quick line and, you know, the express line and all that sort of stuff, and grabbing the beer and the soda and the iced tea and whatever. But North Korea decided this was the perfect time for a nuclear test. And Kim Jong-il, always one to spoil a barbecue or two, announced that his country, of course, had done this second nuclear test. This is another one of those stick your tongue out, don't tell me what to do kind of deals. Because remember, there was a test that was done back on April 7th, so here we go again. North Korea's Central News Agency put the word out, said the test was conducted part of a measure to bolster up nuclear deterrent for self-defense in every way. That's the exact quote from their news agency. And, of course, the U.S. Geological Survey reported that there was a 5.7 seismic disturbance at the site of the nuclear test. And you know, so, again, we know it was conducted, although in Washington they're saying they still have to confirm certain things. So I'm sure that'll be forthcoming probably in the morning. Yes, we know, and then because that means there has to be a reaction. What's the official reaction from the White House for this nuclear test? And it's always the same thing. We will not tolerate this. You know, there'll be big trouble, there'll be sanctions and whatever. And Kim Jong-il does not care obviously he doesn't care, because it hasn't changed. I mean, we're talking April 7th, and now we're in May. So what's next for North Korea? Bottom line is, in June of last year, they did acknowledge, the country, North Korea acknowledged producing about 40 kilograms of enriched plutonium. So that's enough for approximately, okay, give or take, 7 nuclear bombs. But they're still years away from having a weapon they could put on top of long-range missile like the Chinese, the Russians, and, of course, the United States. But nothing good comes out of this test, in my opinion. So it doesn't mean that tomorrow the nukes are ready to roll, or maybe even next year, but it means that Kim Jong-il is flexing his muscle and does not care about sanctions. It's all just empty rhetoric, time and time again. Another sad story in New York, they're reporting that the second swine flu-related death has now been reported. Woman in her mid-50s, it's the same deal, had a weakened condition, but this comes less than a week after that assistant principal also died from the H1N1 virus. So, not good. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they've confirmed now, 9 deaths associated with swine flu in 6 states. And that's out of, 9 deaths, 6 states, 6,500 cases in the United States. And the worldwide total, 86 dead out of 12,000 cases. Not a pandemic, not 6 on the WHO scale. Because remember, that's what it is. We've had people on, we've explained that before. And it seems like the swine flu is pushed into the background unless you live in New York City or unless, and I keep saying the same thing, your kid goes to a school where somebody came down with the virus. Then you're extremely concerned because they closed down schools in Texas and in New York, certainly in New York, some of them are still closed. And the reason why is because ultimately, in some of the cases, the kids had gone to Cancun or someplace else in Mexico, fell ill with the flu, and it was spreading like wildfire in some cases. And remember, the CDC, it's always at least a week or so behind by the time they test everything, so those numbers grow a little bit bigger. No vaccine yet, won't be one if they've got it going until fall. But I've said this before, and the docs that have come on have said this before, any strain of flu has killed already thousands of people. So this, the thing that's scary, the thing that you have to, I guess, keep in the back of your mind is just that there is, you know, this is a different strain. So it's not a strain that you've seen before. And what does that mean? Well, it means it seems like it can prey on people who have other things wrong with them. They come in contact with it, and it's just like a Molotov cocktail, the wrong combination, and boom, you know, that's it. Because that's what happened to the two people in New York City. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, because it is about Memorial Day weekend, we will lighten the load a little bit later. But next, we're going to let you hear what Dick Durbin, Senator Durbin, and Newt Gingrich, the former Speaker of the House, had to say about Guantanamo, close or not close? That is the question.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
time telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 22, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $957.80. A 1-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $985.12, $492.56 for a half ounce, and $246.28 for the quarter ounce. That's $985.12, $492.56, and $246.28.
Bailout equals market distortions increase money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Yeah, we want to show you some love for listening to America tonight. So we're giving away a GPS system with a backup camera, no joke, in a week. All you have to do is call us and, you know, make a comment about burgers, Memorial Day, whatever. But if you give us a call, we're going to send you a copy of the book called The Match, The Day the Game of Golf Changed Forever. It's on the New York Times bestseller list. We've already had a bunch of people call in. You call in, you'll get a copy of this. We'll take down your information, send it to you, and you're entered into the drawing for the system that we're giving away. It's very cool. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. If you've never heard the show, we are, I think, pretty much the favorite show for anyone with ADD because we zig and zag all over the place. My mother says that's the way I drive, and I don't think I do. But if that's the case, then it fits the pattern of this show. So coming up, we're going to lighten the load, but we have a dungeon moment. And also, we're going to let you hear what Dick Durbin and Newt Gingrich had to say about Guantanamo Bay. Because coming out of Washington this week, you still had the leftover Nancy Pelosi stuff about whether or not, you know, the CIA was lying and would there be any kind of hearings on this and would Nancy Pelosi, you know, have to testify as to what she had heard and would the CIA clarify more about the briefing that she was involved in along with Jane Harmon. And that's kind of just hung out there in the ether. I said this before. I don't think it's going to happen. Pelosi has enough people backing her up, including the president. And then there are detractors, but you split that down the middle. And because the CIA did come back and say in other briefings there were some missing elements that sort of left the door open for, well, you know, let's move forward. Even Panetta, Leon Panetta, the new CIA director, said that he stuck up for, of course, the CIA, stuck up for the fact that, you know, in his memo backing up his troops, basically, because it's been a really rough month for the CIA, and people are bailing right and left. You know, we talked to Jed Babin about this, and people were trying to get out because, frankly, they feel like they're just getting thrown under the bus, whether they're field agents or they work in research or whatever it is they do. They're tired of taking it on the chin. So the Nancy Pelosi comments were unfortunate in that respect because it was, again, more sand being kicked in the face of the CIA. And so, look, you have a shortage of people who speak Farsi, Arabic, and could it be more vital to have those kind of people that are able to infiltrate would-be terrorist groups? We saw what happened with the FBI and the informant. It took a year, but you know what? It was a homegrown deal. Doesn't matter. They were a handful of guys who had been in prison, who were distraught, who didn't feel like they had much going on, and immediately, boom, all of a sudden, they become members of Islam, come out of prison and decide they're going to try to blow up a synagogue, they're going to try to shoot down a military plane. And luckily, somebody was able to gain their trust, and they were able to crack that, because who knows if they would have gotten weapons from some other place or whatever. But bottom line is, it didn't happen. So you can't chase away people, whether it's informants for the FBI, which is can be dicey, or in particular the professionals for the CIA. Some of them are great at their job, and they're not getting paid bucket loads of money to put up with people, again, abusing them in the sense that, ooh, I can't do this, should I do this, and what's the... They have to feel like, okay, you got my back at some point, right? Now, I understand that there's people that get too much power and influence the CIA, but I think in this last round that we're seeing, the best thing here is it seems as though Panetta is really trying to batten the hatches, and that's what has to happen, because really, can you afford to lose more people at the CIA? Can we afford to lose more? Quickly, let's let you hear back-to-back what Dick Durbin had to say about Guantanamo and also former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich, and then we're going to take some calls.
I think that President Obama made it clear in his speech at the National Archives that he is going to face this issue squarely and resolve it fairly. And he said, I think very clearly, that we are not going to allow anyone who is dangerous to come to the United States. Now, let me just say this. I know what Vice President Cheney said, but if you want an insight into his analysis of intelligence and national security, you should always remember four words: weapons of mass destruction. That was a bogus fear tactic used by Vice President Cheney years ago, which led us into a war that has cost us 4,283 American lives, we should recall, on this Memorial Day weekend, added $1 trillion to the national debt, and took the eye off of capturing Osama bin Laden. Now that President Obama has made it clear what his plan is, he'll bring that to Congress. We have successfully tried terrorists in the United States. As I sit here today, we have 347 convicted terrorists secure in our incarceration and our facilities. We know that they can be tried and held safely. I'm sure the president will be able to work this out with members of Congress.
Let me start with, first of all, it was Secretary of State Colin Powell who also talked about weapons of mass destruction. So this is not a Cheney problem. The fact is, every member of the American government senior leadership believed in the intelligence they were getting at the time. And the question comes right down to, as Vice President Cheney said this week, what's your highest priority? Is it to defend America and protect American lives? Or is it to find some way to defend terrorists and to get terrorists involved in the criminal justice system? I can't imagine, given the fact, for example, that we just picked up four terrorists in New York who had been converted in prison. I can't imagine that the director of the FBI has said, don't put these terrorists in prisons because they'll be an active threat to convert other people. The fact is, these terrorists, we're now down to the worst of the worst. These are the Bush administration released over 500 people. One out of every seven actually went back to war against us and is out actively trying to kill Americans today. So I would be very cautious. I think the president made a very big mistake. It was a campaign promise. It is not his national security plan. I think, frankly, they should keep Guantanamo open. Whatever the whatever things that are wrong at Guantanamo, they would fix by moving them to somewhere else. Fix them at Guantanamo.
All right. Wow. There's so many things that I would absolutely disagree with Newt Gingrich on. But the last comment about Guantanamo and Robert Mueller, of course, the FBI director, he did testify last week on the Hill that what happens is the radicalization of prisoners once they're in a prison system and get out. And ultimately what can happen is just disastrous. I would have to agree there. Do we want the detainees from Guantanamo for those reasons? I would say no. Jana is listening to us in Iowa. Jana, how are you?
Enjoying the weekend, and was glad to hear you on the radio. I'm calling about the burgers, cooking the burgers.
Yeah, how do you like your burgers?
Well, I'm pretty much a plain girl on that, like them just cooked and then maybe put a little something on them if I want something on them, like cheese or some ketchup or whatever.
Yeah, ketchup. Do you do a lot of people in your neighborhood barbecue? Is it a big time for barbecues?
Yeah, a lot of people do here in Iowa.
Oh, I bet. And especially, too, because is the weather good this weekend? I think the weather's good in Iowa.
It's been really good. Anyway, my tip, and I've never tried this, but I read it. It's like a Martha Stewart tip. They say when you're making the hamburger that you put an ice cube in the center of each patty. And then when you grill it, it keeps the meat moist because you do lose juices and stuff when you're grilling it, and that it makes it a much better burger.
Oh, that's a great tip, Jana. Try the ice cube tip. It makes sense because then it won't dry out, and as you said, you'll save some of the juices. Have a fabulous Memorial Day. Hang on, and we're going to get your information, and we're going to send you a copy of the match.
Great.
So, yeah, you're going to get a copy of the match. Thanks. And you're eligible for the GPS system as well. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. And if you're just listening, we're talking about a lot of different things, including the fact that Memorial Day is the big time for people to get together. Hopefully remember the people who have given their lives over the years for this great country. That's what Memorial Day is all about. And also, hang out with your buddies. Hang out with your posse. Hang out with your family, whatever, and kick back and grill some burgers. I don't know, watch the Indy 500 earlier today. Watch some baseball, whatever your pleasure is. Speaking of that, we're going to jump back on jingles, too, as well. That's coming up. The Geico jingle. You'll like this. That's next on America Tonight.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn, and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call
Yeah, that's the famous Geico commercial. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I don't know why, but we've got to think about jingles. I was talking about the $5 footlong and said how ridiculous it would seem in a meeting, somebody saying, hey, let's do this deal while we sing, you know, where we sing $5 footlong, and then it just has, it's in my head, this song, and other people said the same thing, and that's why they're probably sticking with it. Of course, they always have Jared in the background somewhere. I'm sure they'll pull him out again and use him for some commercials. He's been going strong, I want to say, for like a decade. Crazy. All right, let's hit up those phone lines. Pat is listening to us in Austin. Hey, Pat.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. You're going to win a copy of The Match just for calling us, and you're in the drawing for the GPS system. You don't have a GPS system, do you?
Heavens no. That would be my first.
Yeah, and see, then, you know what? Then you can find your way around Austin. Austin's such a great city anyway.
Oh, thanks.
South by Southwest, I think, is terrific. Sixth Street is fun. And I spent some time, obviously I'm not too far from Austin, but I spent some time in Austin at a couple of different UT games. And there's a place called Pete's Piano Bar. Do you know it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I went there with some friends, and let's just say I became a regular for the week I was there.
Well, you need to come back. The weather's
I right. know. I loved it. And thanks for the call. You hang on, okay?
Thanks.
All right. We have Jeff listening to us in Austin as well. Hey, Jeff.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks for hanging on. I know you were hanging for a while. You are going to get a copy of the book, The Match. It's really good. You'll like it. And you will also be entered for that drawing for the GPS system. What's the weather? The weather in Austin's been good, right? It hasn't been rainy.
It's been rainy this spring, more than last year we kind of went right into summer. And but anyway, I'm calling tonight to let you know I listen to a lot of talk radio, and you have just described the perfect balance for the Memorial Day weekend. And this is coming from a Gold Star father.
Uh-huh.
And, my son was killed in April 6, 2004 in Iraq. And I would like to use your platform to let the other Gold Star families that they're not forgotten and appreciate their sacrifice and perseverance, you know, for our country. So I appreciate you having that balance of definition of this weekend and what it means.
And sorry about your son, but you should be a proud father because obviously he wanted to serve this country, and we tip our cap this show does to your son. So thank you.
And also, just to lighten it up a little bit, if I can, I would like to offer a very, very simple recipe, ingredients for hamburger, and that would be to add very, very fine chopped parsley with onion and garlic powder, and just mix that in, and you'll have a Lebanese-style hamburger.
That sounds good. Then just mix it all in and then put it on the grill, and then, boom, it'll have that taste.
It keeps it moist and very, very tasteful.
All right, excellent. I'm glad that you called. That's perfect. I'm going to try that tomorrow. I'm going to go with that.
Good. It's even healthy sounding, isn't it?
It does. It makes me feel better about myself already, Jeff. Thanks. You hang on, and we're going to send you a copy of that book, and thank you so much for the call. Excellent. All right, let's go to Steve, who's listening to us in St. Louis. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. What's on your mind? Are you cooking up burgers this weekend?
Shoot. My parents are out of town, so I'm kind of missing out on that. But I'm going to my brother's tomorrow for breakfast, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Well, what does breakfast mean? Does it mean eggs and pancakes and I don't know? What do you think you'll eat?
Yeah, we'll have a good spread. Probably bring over some. I'll probably go grab some sort of carb on the way over there, some sort of bread, and we'll throw it all together and have a little feast.
But hey, breakfast
feast. Later on in the day.
Yeah, breakfast feasts sometimes are the best. I'm a breakfast person. I can eat breakfast for dinner. Do you ever eat breakfast for dinner?
Yes, I did. Yes, I have. I'm a breakfast fiend. I can shoot it into my veins.
I love that. Yeah, are you like a Captain Crunch guy too?
I'm cool on the cereal, but I'm more hearty breakfast kind of a guy.
Yeah, I'm hearty breakfast too. I'd rather have the like even biscuits and gravy sometimes, and that's brutal for you.
I can get down with some biscuits and gravy.
Yeah, I can too. I mean, I just have to run more that day or something. But there's nothing like it though. You get the right, but it's got to be the right gravy, not crappy runny gravy. It has to be really thick, really good.
Hey, I'm with you. And you know what? Switch out the sauces for some hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right.
That sounds good. Making me hungry. Hey. All right, Steve-O, you have a great breakfast. Hang on. We're going to take down your information. I'm going to send you a copy of this book. And plus, you're in the drawing for the GPS system. So, hey, you may win. Hang on. Poor Matt. I'm making him work. This is like he could be hanging out with his buddies right now. He's probably saying, oh, why did I get saddled with this broad on this show so that I have to work? Look, I'm from Minneapolis. We have these Juicy Lucy burgers. I want to go hang out and have some of those, but no, I have to be here. All right, so you just heard the Geico commercial. Coming up, we have My Buddy and the free credit reports. You've seen those commercials, right? Yeah, pretty good stuff, some of them. I mean, it's funny, jingles are kind of, I guess they're sort of coming back, but jingles are kind of a lost art. It used to be all about the jingles. And I'm sure buried in my garage somewhere, I've got tons of jingles because I used to work at a music company and I worked with a really cool guy. His name was Larry King, and he gave me so many jingles and so many comedy bits and stuff. And I know I have a lot of those old jingles, but now it depends. It's sort of been like a lull for the jingles, and then I think now kind of revitalizing the jingles. There's something about it. If you catch fire with the right jingle, I do think it does help to sell the product. I mean, here we were talking about the Subway deal, and maybe Subway's good and it's quick, but it's healthier or whatever it is they're trying to push the message instead of burgers all the time, loaded with calories, with onion rings, with whatever. I think there's got to be something that draws you in, and we have such short attention spans. I mean, all of us. All of us. Even the most patient people that I've met now, the way our life is, we have this tendency to be that way. So it's only nuggets of information that you can process at a time. And with attention deficit disorder, I mean, seriously, with so many of us on the fringe of having it or having it, you gotta, if you're in an ad agency, I can't imagine, you come up with a jingle because it's going to cost you some bucks, you got to hit it. I mean, you got to hit it out of the park or at least have a good chance to stick it up out there. If you're not going to hit a home run, you got to hit at least a triple. And the Geico commercials have definitely done that. Even the one you just heard there was pretty successful. And I think the same thing can be said of the ones that we have coming up here. Do we have the free credit report, Matt? We want to roll out the free credit report if you have it.
I was getting depressed because of all the stress I was feeling at home. Had a poor credit score and the number would haunt me wherever I'd go. But I'd move to a place where my credit could sink and nobody would care. I just wish that somebody had told me that place was a Renaissance fair. FreeCreditReport.com. Tell your friends, tell your dad, tell your mom. Never mind, they've been singing our songs since we first showed up with our pirate hats on. If you're not into fake sword fights, 20 slippers and green wool tights, take a tip from a knight who knows. FreeCreditReport.com. Let's go!
Okay, so that one was pretty well done. That caught my attention. Then there was another free credit report too. We're gonna let you hear the newest one. Check this one. Oh, that was the newest one.
No, that wasn't. This is the new one that came out, and it's more of the, it's got the rock star hip hop kind of vibe to it.
It sounds different.
When you're a rock star, you get to party hard, champagne and caviar, tricked out exotic cars. It's just how I thought it'd be, except the party's not for me, cause some punk opened a credit card with my ID. Free
what?
Free credit report.com. That's the site I'm gonna hit when I go home. They know how credit works, they send email alerts. Now I'm finding out how that reality hurts.
All right, so that's the free credit new one. He's right. I haven't even heard that one, Matt.
Well, you know, I'm all on top of everything here.
The jingle.
Funny story about these freecreditreport.com guys. Mm-hmm. I've been told, and when I was working at another radio station, this girl I worked with was just adamant that I looked like the main singer for the freecreditreport.com
commercial. Oh, you're kidding.
Right, because I had longer curly hair back then.
I'm
obviously
that.
A lot better looking now than he is, you know, of course.
I like how you clarify that.
Yes.
In case anyone's getting the mental image of you in America, so
you
have to make sure they know. I'm a cool dude.
And I look a little, slightly better than he does. You know, I got bigger, bluer eyes.
I love that. I love that. Now, this is the one that Matt liked the best. It's my buddy. Remember this one? This was very big. Yeah, that was, boy, you just start to say it and people know it, right?
But do you know the follow-up version to this?
No. What's the follow-up version?
The follow-up to my buddy is always this.
More fun and frivolity next on America Tonight.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Tonight. Happy Memorial Day. I said this before, but enjoy your Memorial Day weekend and just remember the spirit in which Memorial Day was first created. If it doesn't matter if you're 21 years old and you're listening to this show or if you're, you know, 75 years old, the idea was when Memorial Day was started, it was to honor the men and the women certainly who have given their lives for this country in the various wars. Take any war. World War One, Two, Korean War, Vietnam War, our current situations, obviously, any war that was fought in our history. That's the day that America remembers the fallen, and it's important. But it's important to remember them with honor, but I think it's important to be with your families and barbecue and do the things that we do in this country because we live in a free country, and the reason we live in a free country is for the because of the people who have fought for this country, and that's the true spirit, I believe, of Memorial Day. News you can't abuse means silly, crazy, ridiculous things that happen. There's always lots of that, right? And we'll dig it up for you, including this one. And this is kind of Hollywoodish and Do we really care about that? No, but it just shows you that everybody changes their mind for various reasons. And maybe the economy has something to do with it. Certainly, the divorce rate was pretty high, but now some people, because of the recession, are staying married because they can't afford to get divorced. I don't think that that's the case. I think it's just a case of cold feet, can't make up my mind, whatever. But Sean Penn and Robin Wright Penn, remember her from Princess Bride? I mean, no matter what she does, to me, she's the Princess Bride. So, anyway, Sean Penn and Robin Wright, it was a big public thing a couple of weeks ago, or a month ago, or whatever, that they were going to get divorced. And now, for the second time in less than a year and a half, they've dropped plans to divorce. They filed for separation, but then he moved to dismiss the filing. But the record doesn't say why. In December of 2007, they filed for divorce. They dismissed that petition. And it's funny because he won an Oscar for the movie Milk, and she was there with him, and they kept showing her and everything. And, you know, since, you know, how can you tell just because they show you on camera? But who knew? And then it wasn't too long afterwards. Then, of course, they say that they filed for divorce. So I guess those attorneys must just be on a retainer. not getting divorced yet. Sure, I'll send you another check. They got to love representing those two, whoever represents him and whoever represents her, because they have to be on a retainer, or they have to be getting some money to advise them. Somehow somebody's changing something. Who knows? Certainly you have a right to change your mind, right? Hey, Las Vegas, I used to live there, of all places. It's a whole long story, and I won't bore everyone with it, but it was for a job, and it was a sports network, so I would have never thought I lived in Vegas, but I didn't. Actually, the people were great there, and I still have friends that I met from Vegas today. But what's interesting is when you go to Vegas, there's a sign that says, "Welcome to Fabulous Las Vegas." It's at the south end of the Strip. It's been there since 59, and it's been in a ton of tourist photos for sure. It was put up after a group of hotel owners along the Strip asked for it. The cost back at the time was $4,000. In Clark County, they say the sign is an important symbol, and it fits in with the centennial celebration coming up this year. So it is going, they're trying to register it as the National Register of Historic Places. And I guess, you know, that's what's going to happen for that sign. Las Vegas. Welcome to Fabulous Las Vegas. All right, we move from that to this. I don't know what the deal was in Hartford, Connecticut. I know we have people listening to us in Connecticut. But you had the state legislators who seemed to be wearing a lot of hats. Now, the city became famous in the 1800s as America's leading producer of hats, and perhaps that's what they were doing. But you had fedoras, sun hats, newsboy caps, baseball caps, Stetsons, and all kinds of other headgear. Yeah, it was all about annual hat day, and Danbury, Connecticut is that spot. How about that? I'm a hat person. Do you know, this is a revealing factor. I don't know why. It seems so weird to me now to say this, but I guess just because of the places I moved and playing golf or jogging or covering sports teams or people giving them to me. I don't know what it is. But, Matt, do you know that I have 600 baseball caps?
That's a lot of hats.
That's ridiculous. It's like a news you can abuse story. And I'm not a weird person like that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Like
I'm sure people
cat
are.
Crazy lady style.
I'm like the crazy cap lady.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. But I don't know. We're gonna even have a guy on in a couple of weeks who has a book on baseball caps. It's just because of where I went. You know, I wasn't a big knick-knack person either. So I'd go somewhere and I had to get a baseball cap, whether I played a golf course somewhere. I went to Miami and I played the Doral, so I got a cap there. I was at, someplace else in Scottsdale, Arizona, so I got a cap there. I was at spring training, so I got a Cubs hat there. Or what? I mean, just that's why. I just collected it because of where I was. And who knew? You throw them in a box and the next thing you know, you're like, whoa. The crazy cap lady. What's wrong with her? And finally, we get to one of my favorite things, and that is today in history. It's always fun to look back, I think, and this is Memorial Day, so it's important to look back. Sometimes things are sad, and sometimes things are terrific, but it is history. 1787, the Constitutional Convention began in Philadelphia after enough delegates had shown up for a quorum. That's a good thing. Excuse me. Also, in 1916, the Chicago Tribune published an interview with Henry Ford in which the American industrialist was quoted as saying, "History is more or less bunk." In 1935, Babe Ruth hit the 714th and final home run of his career for the Boston Braves in a game against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Good day for baseball Memorial Day. Our own Matt Johnson is going to catch those beleaguered Twins playing the Bo Sox in an afternoon game. That sounds like a lot of fun to me. 1969, the motion picture Midnight Cowboy, starring Dustin Hoffman and John Voight, actually opened in New York. That's a fun rental. That's a classic movie. I never saw it until recently, and it's pretty wild. I like the movie. 1986, about 7 million Americans participated in Hands Across America, forming a line across the country to raise money for the nation's hungry and homeless. 7 million is a pretty good turnout by anybody's standards, I would have to say. And finally, let's jump quickly to birthdays. And, boy, we got a bunch of them that I hope you recognize some of these people, for goodness sake. Like actor-comedian Mike Myers. You know Mike Myers. He is 46 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, actress Connie Stelica is 54 years old. Actress Dixie Carter from Designing Women is 70 years old. That's a big birthday. Glenn Drover, rock musician, 40 years old. Anne Hesch is 40 years old. Remember, she used to go with Ellen DeGeneres. Then she started playing for the other team again, had a baby, blah, blah, blah. And the rest is history. Also celebrating a birthday, Sean Merriman, terrific football player for the San Diego Chargers, linebacker, 25 years old. Actress-singer Lauren Frost, 24 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, speaking of baseball, San Diego Padre pitcher Chris Young is 30. Actress Molly Sims is 36. Jamie Kennedy, the actor comedian, is 39 years old. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. You celebrate a birthday with actress singer Leslie Uggams, 66. If you Google Leslie Uggams, ooh, back in the day, top of the line. Actor Sir Ian McKellen is 70 years old. You've seen him in a ton of movies. You just have to think about it. And again, happy birthday to you if you're celebrating a birthday. Don't let anyone trick you with those fake candles. Isn't that the worst? It's like when you go golfing and you keep playing with the guy who pulls out the golf ball that explodes. It is so funny the first time when you have no clue and you're exhausted, you're drinking your coffee, haha. But then when you keep doing it every hole, it is just not funny. It's like somebody who tells you a one-liner every single day. I'm out of jokes and I'm out of time. Happy Memorial Day, everybody.